This morning, we're going to talk about the National Night Out that's coming to Lorain. Now, National Night Out is a, as the name implies, a national program, and it's also being held. Are you touching the microphone?
Sorry.
Okay, don't do that, please. It's tomorrow from 5 to 9 on Pearl Avenue between 28th Street and 30th Street. And joining us to talk about that, we have Pastor Angel Arroyo and also Tim Carrion, who are involved with getting this together. Good morning, Angel. Thanks for coming in this morning. Appreciate it.
Good morning. Thank you for
Tim,
having us.
Thanks for
Good morning.
Sharing part of your time. Let's talk about this event that's going on. I guess you've done this in years past, correct?
Yes, I've done this twice in Boston, Massachusetts, once in Providence, and have been part of the Night Out in Cleveland for the past 4 years in the Steelyard, where we've had 6,000 to 8,000 people every year, where we've put it with the local law enforcement agencies from the Metro Hospital Police to the FBI to the Sheriff's Department, Cleveland Police, Bomb Squad. They brought out the fire trucks, the safety houses, EMS. Plus, we also included about 63 community agencies last year, from karate classes to the Boys and Girls Club to banks, and just made it a community event where the community has been able to participate with law enforcement and build relationships.
Now, this is obviously the first one that's coming to Lorain. I should mention that .com Ministries and 360 Media and Marketing collaboration with Performance Arts Community Education Foundation is presenting this event. Why did you choose the area of Pearl Avenue between 28th and 30th Street for the event?
Well, South Lorain is the heart of the Latino community in our area, and it's an area that I lived in. It's an area that's been in my family's history and just the history of Lorain, and we had to pick an area, and so we picked Pearl Avenue, and we figured we'd shut down that area where there's still at times drug activity, sometimes there's some gang activity, and there's a lot of unsolved homicides in our city that are still from that community. So even though it's not number one on the city's police call list, it's in the middle, and that part of the city has a lot of history, so we figured we'd start there.
Talk about what activities take place then. I guess it starts at 5 o'clock, goes to 9. What kind of things will be happening?
Well, we're gonna have live music. We'll have some groups come in. We'll have bounce houses, face painting for kids, some tattoos for kids. We're going to have about 24 community agencies participate. We're going to have the kids being able to play in the police vehicles from the Lorain Metro Park Rangers, the Highway Patrol. The Sheriff's Department will be fingerprinting kids. The Lorain Police Department will be bringing out a few squad cars, their SWAT truck, the dive truck. So we're going to have a lot of different activities for the community to have fun with.
Tim, why did you decide to get involved?
When Angel approached me about the Angel and I were at a meeting discussing something totally different, and he mentioned the National Night Out and the thought of bringing it to Lorain, and I thought this is something that would be a great opportunity for us to come together as a community to celebrate, but also to acknowledge the great work and the risk, really, that our law enforcement takes on a regular basis so that we could live a comfortable life. So my thought was we could focus on this National Night Out that's celebrated across 1,200 different cities across the country, but also come together as a community and recognize the great work that our law enforcement does.
Is it part of that, as you both have talked about, it's bringing different segments of the community together to get more people on the same page?
That's really what, as we discussed coordinating this, that's really what we both saw this. On the law enforcement side, we kind of looked at it a little bit differently, but ultimately it's about bringing, like you said, different segments, different subsections of the community together so that we could all celebrate and really focus on some of the issues and to empower neighborhoods to really focus on what the issues are and try to move forward.
How long has this been in the planning stages to get this first one off the ground?
Well, actually, in Lorain, this, like Tim said, we're in a meeting in May. I went to London for a few days, and in reality, we've been planning for about 6 weeks. And so in 6 weeks, this shows what great commitment that our community has, where we've been able to reach out and get all the community agencies involved and be able to get sponsorship, but it also shows the law enforcement, hey, you're not in this by yourself. We know at times they get a bad rap from the community, but in the end, we know that whenever something goes wrong, we still need them. And so I think it's a big step by the community, especially Lorain, to reach out to Lorain Police Department, the Sheriff's Department, the Highway Patrol, the FBI, and even the Park Rangers, which is a big group of law enforcement agencies that work in our city, and say, hey, you know what? We're here to support you, and we're going to take the step and put our hand out for you.
The other thing that excited me was, after the press release was put out, how different organizations and agencies reached out to us. I mean, we thought this is the first one. It's going to be, you know, an initial event. It'll be somewhat small. But as there was a kind of a buzz out in the community, and people were contacting us, organizations were contacting us to see how they could be a part of what was going on.
We're also going to, forgot to say, we'll have the life care there. They'll be there with their ambulance, but they will be given demonstrations on CPR and information like that. The blood bank will be there with their 40-foot bus, and we'll be doing a blood drive also. And so we just wanted to make this a wide variety of options in this event. When this event started, it was started with a community just turning on their lights at nighttime, to a community doing hot dogs, to a community just walking the street in a march. And so we've taken other steps as other communities in our area, and we just want to be able to come together. And I just want to give a quick saying of who all will be participating with us. The Boys and Girls Club, Great Lakes Church, Lorain Public Library, OLA, CHIP, LACADA, YADA, UMADAP, Big Brothers Big Sisters, Head Start, Lorain County Human Trafficking Coalition, Life Care, Life Share, True Care Air, Urban League, Easy Bonds Insurance, Lorain Metro Parks, LMHA, the Nord Center, El Centro, Goodwill, and there's about four or five other community agencies that reached out to us in the past couple of days, LCCC, and that's off the top of my head.
It's hard to believe it'll all shut down at 9 o'clock, though. You know, I think it starts 5 to 9, you get going, and sometimes if you have a block party, it's kind of hard. People probably will, you know, maybe, you know, continue on a little bit, maybe take it back to their homes or whatnot. It's you mentioned about that. It starts with, like, I remember turning on the lights, just sort of like lighting your neighborhood to make sure things are safe. Then people like come out on the porch, and maybe kind of, in a sense, it's also kind of acquainting yourselves with your neighbors in a neighborhood like this too.
Well, that's one reason I think that Pearl Avenue was big, because it's the Latino community, and the Latino community is a close-knit family. It doesn't matter if you're from the family, from a royal family from 36, or you're from the carry-on family that lived on 34th Street or whatnot. Everybody kind of knew each other from our history of when the Puerto Ricans first came to Lorain. And so we wanted to make that a key point of why we chose this area. We want to be able to take this, and after 9 p.m. on tomorrow evening, we want to be able to take this in the future on in our throughout our community, just to be able to help each other. So let it be if we start a block watch, or let it be that we start an open gym.
Will it be a matter of people sort of walking down the street, going to different booths or setups, or will there be speakers? Will it be a rally kind of thing? How would you describe it?
Both. Actually, okay. It's set up somewhat like a block party festival type. It'll the law enforcement vehicles will be in the middle of the block. The agencies will be surrounding around the periphery, and then there will be a stage set where there will be speakers. And but it's sort of a little bit of everything you said. But the other thing is that to what you were saying earlier, basically at 9 o'clock, hopefully this doesn't end. Hopefully this is the beginning. 9 o'clock will be the beginning, and there will be some networking that goes on, some discussion about collaboration, so that this event will basically be the onset of hopefully big things to happen in the future.
What's going to be big is as we start the event tomorrow, we'll have some keynote speakers. Obviously, me and Tim will be speaking, but we'll have our 5th Ward Councilman Eddie Edwards speaking, our County Commissioner Tom Williams, Joel Ardondo, the Lorain City Council President. I think a big person that was big that I invited was Cynthia Crawford, that we decided was big because it's a national night out against crime, and her son was murdered on East 30th Street 2 years ago when he was outside smoking a cigarette with his brother, not gangbanging, not selling dope. He was just outside smoking a cigarette. Somebody randomly drove down the street, shot at them while they were standing outside, the first people they seen, and he's passed away, and it's still unsolved. And so I think this is big because like I said, we're not going to be here. It's not going to anti-police. That's far from what this event is from. It's a partnership. But it also shows where the kids on the street and the community promotes this no snitching, how that actually affects you. And I want, you know, we want people to realize that as much as they don't get along with the police or like them, when something happens, they still have to call them. And so by not participating when they come out to try to solve this, it affects other people. So she's going to be one of our keynote speakers where her son's homicide is still unsolved, and he's a father of four, died at 32 years old.
Obviously, it brings the reality into something like that, too, and it's kind of juxtaposition of a neighborhood where you'll hear kids laughing and playing, and obviously there could still be violence there at another time as well. So
it'll be going on actually right in front of Southerners Bar on Pearl Avenue where Moses, he was a young man in his teens that was murdered, I think, two summers ago. And, you know, it just brings reality to what this event is. We're bringing it right in the heart of where there's some violence going on, but we're still a tight-knit community. And we don't want people to fear coming to Lorain. We don't want them to fear coming to South Lorain because we all get along. There's random issues, and this is going to be the part where we're going to go. We're coming together where we'll have Head Start. So we're going to go anywhere from mentoring programs with Big Brothers, Big Sisters, to after-school programs with the Boys and Girls Club, to programs with El Centro, to Goodwill, any type of program that they need or any type of assistance that they need. It's going to be happening on Pearl Avenue tomorrow evening at 5 p.m.
Again, that goes from 5 to 9. It's National Night Out. It's coming to Lorain for the first time. Again, the .com Ministries and 360 Media and Marketing in collaboration with the Performance Arts Community Education Foundation is putting on this first event. Gentlemen, the Pastor Angel Arroyo, Tim Carrion, thank you for stopping in this morning. Appreciate your
time.
Thank
you so much.
Thank you so much.
People can come out and take part in a lot of that. And a lot of music coming on there, too. Anything about the music you want to mention? I know that you...
I think what's big is we forgot to say that La Mega, 87.7, they are Northeast Ohio's biggest Latino music radio station. They're actually going to be there and broadcasting live. And so throughout the whole event. So like I said, this is bringing more than just the city of Lorain. We have county organizations. We have a radio station that goes throughout Northeast Ohio. So it's going to be a party tomorrow in South Lorain, and we want everyone to come, and we're going to celebrate, and it's just going to be a big family event.
Yeah. Who knows, you could celebrate on a Tuesday night. I didn't know that at all. Gentlemen, thanks for coming in this morning. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
825 at WEOL.